Well, good morning, Sower Nation, saints and sinners, sons and daughters, the beloved of God, the friends of Jesus. Yeah, that's a lot on a Tuesday morning. It's all true. It is Tuesday, May the 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And Jesus, we're asking you to give us a good meeting together with you. We're here to meet with you. Would you be our teacher? Would you encourage us? Would you open our eyes and open our ears and open our hearts to the fullness of who you are? So, let's begin with consecration today. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Lord Jesus, we belong to you, and we're praying. We're coming into the meeting in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, I think about this meeting as it's as though heaven just encircles and envelops us on earth. And that's how we want to enter the day. And we want to live out the day as Jesus taught us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. Where? On earth. How? As it is in heaven. And just that mindset, right? That's everything. And that's the mind of Christ. The Holy Spirit is wanting to keep us alert, awake, and ready, and wanting to minister the transforming grace and love and power of God into our lives. And he's wanting to demonstrate himself, his capacities in and through you and me and us together. Today's entry is called the Exclusive, Inclusive Gospel of Jesus Christ. Our text is 1 John chapter 2, verses 22 and 23. Hear now the word of the Lord. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, who denieth the Father and the Son. Whoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. He that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. The word of the Lord. That's good old King James 21 right there. Now consider this. It surprises me when people refuse to believe in Jesus and his love for them. Sure, from one perspective, the gospel divides people. But the gospel also includes anyone who will believe. The division of the exclusive and inclusive nature of the gospel is crystal clear today in the King James Version of the text. That's why I chose it. Let me reframe the healing nature of salvation by asking you to consider a couple of scenarios. Scenario number one. What if you had a certain kind of cancer that could be cured only with a specific kind of medicine? What if it had a 100% cure rate? And what if you had access to this medicine? What if, in fact, the supply of this medicine was unlimited? And yet, without this particular medicine, you would not survive the cancer. Would you take the medicine? Of course you would. Now, what if you found out about other people who had this cancer and did not know about the life-saving capacities of this medicine? Wouldn't you do anything you could to make sure they got the medicine? That's scenario one. Here's scenario two. Jesus is the only cure for the cancer of sin. He is the only way to know the God of holy love. He will save anyone and everyone who receives him. Those who refuse him will die in their sin. Now, why is it that no one is ever offended by scenario one, and yet many are offended by scenario number two? How is it that many consider scenario number two somehow unfair, while they consider scenario one as purely good news? Today's text makes it clear, whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. He that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. John's Gospel records the very words of Jesus, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's John 14:6. The Gospel of Jesus Christ is totally exclusive. And yet, it is radically inclusive. Anyone who believes gets in on it. A lot of people still don't know about him yet. One of the best ways to help others know Jesus is to share your own story of how he is transforming your life. In other words, let your light shine. The prayer, Lord Jesus, you are the cure. Help me come to grips with and to own my diagnosis of sin cancer, so you might apply the remedy of your grace and truth for my healing. Help me understand that sin will destroy me as cancer could, and that you are the only cure. Give me a new story, not of mere remission, but of total cure. I promise to share it with others. I ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. Our journal prompts today. What if the cure for sin cancer involves some discomforts? Just as chemotherapy treatments involve discomforts, will you still pursue the treatment? And what if you don't? We'll sing here in a minute. One of the great hymns, it's called Nothing But the Blood. That's the chemotherapy of the gospel, isn't it? The blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Wow. I mean, that. Look at that little verse alone. First off, washing away my sin. All right. That's like curing sin cancer. Okay. That's just going right to the tumor and wiping it out. Then that's what can wash away my sin. That's the blood of Jesus. Now, what can, that's, let's call that justification by grace through faith. Now, let's get to the, that's the first half of the gospel, okay? Second half of the gospel, what can make me whole again? Make me whole again. That's next level, guys. You know, that first, what can wash away my sin? You're going to heaven when you die. What can make me whole again? Heaven's coming into you while you're alive. That's the full gospel, second half of the gospel. That's where we're... Hang on, Lucy wants in. You're outside barking at me. Hold the phone. Okay, she's back. first half of the gospel. You see, that's the big issue we got going on in today's Christian faith, is people are going halfway, but they're not going the other half. It's like, I was just remembering today when I was in, I was about 15, 16 years old, I got this sore throat. And it was just, it just wouldn't stop. And I was missing school. And, you know, it started off as a sort of, I don't know, sinus infection maybe, but it was just a full-on infection in my throat. And so I finally went to the doctor. And he gave me a shot, I think, and then he gave me a prescription. And I got the prescription, and, you know, I started feeling better, and I took about half of them. And when I felt like I was well, I just quit taking them. I just put them to the side. I don't know. That was my wisdom. And do you know what? That thing came back with a vengeance. And I got really sick. And I went to the doctor, and it turned out that that had metastasized itself into rheumatic fever. And I've never forgotten that. I mean, I had to really get some serious medicine. But the moral of the story was, you got to finish the medicine. You got to keep taking the whole prescription. And I love how the whole notion of a prescription, at the heart of that word prescription, is script. And I just think about scripture, scripture. We've got to keep waking up and ingesting the word of the Lord. And it's like we eat the word and we drink the spirit and the bread of God's word and the wine of his spirit and this is the second half of the gospel. And what am I saying here? Am I saying, like, if you don't take the rest of the prescription that you're going to go to hell when you die? No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying you're just going to be a half-healed, you know, patient, maybe at best. This is, your salvation is secure when you receive Jesus Christ into your heart. Now, what can wash away my sin? It's interesting. That doesn't say sins. It says sin. Remember, sin is the cancer. Sins are the symptoms. And we just tend to want to deal with the symptoms. Really, we just want to try to manage the symptoms. When Jesus has come to take on the sickness and to cure us, you know, not just put it in remission, but cure us. But you got to keep taking the medicine. You got to stay in the game. You got to keep waking up, rising up, shining on. That's what we're doing here every day. What can wash away my sin? You know it. Nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is the exclusive gospel. But guess what, guys? It's open for everybody. And I don't know. I got it. We got to sing, okay? We can't just speak the words of this song. We got to sing it today. What can make me whole again? That's what the world will really wake up to the first half of the gospel when they see Christians actually becoming the love of God in Jesus Christ and not just spouting off some propositional truths and telling people they're going to hell if they don't believe it. They got to live it. People had to see Jesus alive, risen in us. It's an easy step from there. That's maybe why people reject the exclusive claim of the gospel, because it's like, why do I want to be a part of that club? What can make me whole again? That's what we're looking for. The fullness, the completeness, the outworking of the inworking. The fact that my sin has been cured by the blood of Jesus, and now My sins are being eradicated as the outcome of that. Because love has lifted me. It's come into my life. It has displaced my sins. It's making me whole. You know, broken people break people. Healed people heal people. This is the second half. It's what 1 John, this is what he's going for. He's inviting us. He's challenging us. He's like dropping the hammer down, and then he's just like dusting us off. This is the goodness of God. All right, you ready? 485. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Naught of good that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let's take it up a notch. This is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's just amazing. You know, for my pardon, this I see. And then he says, for my cleansing, this my plea. There it is, first half, second half. We got to keep going. We got to dig deeper. That's what we're doing here. But the beautiful thing is it's not our effort that makes this happen. It's our surrender. It's not our activism that makes this happen. It's our abiding. It's not trying harder to do more, to be better. That's self-improvement. No, this is transformation, transcendent formation. It's surrendering, humbling ourselves, opening up, saying, I'm here, Doc. I'm ready for the medicine. I'm going to take the whole thing. It's just that good. Man, I'd love to hear stories of how he's healing you right now, how he's making you whole again, and how he's cleansing you, and how he is restoring you. And that's our Holy Spirit stories. We're coming back on that this summer. Listen, I'm sorry. I could talk with you guys all morning. That's how I love you, and I feel your love for me. And let's call this a day. It's morning. It's actually, we're just heading into the day. Get your seeds. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.